Hello again, and happy Sabbath. It's Sunday, June 13th, and it's Pastor Bob, and it's our 13th installment of Acts in June, and we are up to chapter 12 in the book of Acts today. Let's remember yesterday when we covered chapter 11, Peter, after going to the house of Cornelius and eventually baptizing him and his whole Gentile household after he had that amazing vision. Well, he went back to Jerusalem and he had to explain his actions. Word had already reached Jerusalem that Peter was out violating Jewish laws and baptizing Gentiles in their home, when in fact he should not even be in the home of a Gentile. But he explained himself. He told them the Holy Spirit had come upon them and they deserved to be baptized just like anyone else who God pours out the Holy Spirit on. We heard about that. We heard about the church at Antioch, one of those first churches out in the wilderness, so to speak. And the church in Antioch took up an offering for all those in Jerusalem, which they sent to the elders of the church in Jerusalem. And that's where we pick up chapter 12. And let's see what happens to some of our main characters here. Chapter 12. About that time, King Herod Agrippa is the nephew of Herod Antipas and the grandson of Herod the Great. It's a keep-it-in-the-family kind of kingship, of course. About that time, King Herod Agrippa began to persecute some believers in the church. He had the apostle James, John's brother, killed with a sword. When Herod saw how much this pleased the Jewish leaders, he arrested Peter during the Passover celebration and imprisoned him, placing him under the guard of four squads of four soldiers each. Herod's intention was to bring Peter out for public trial after the Passover. But while Peter was in prison, the church prayed very earnestly for him. The night before Peter was to be placed on trial, he was asleep, chained between two soldiers, with others standing guard at the prison gate. Suddenly there was a bright light in the cell, and an angel of the Lord stood before Peter. The angel tapped him on the side to awaken him and said, "Quick, get up." And the chains fell off his wrists. And then the angel told him, "Get dressed and put on your sandals." And he did. "Now put on your coat and follow me," the angel ordered. So Peter left the cell, following the angel. But all the time he thought it was a vision. He didn't realize it was really happening. They passed the first and second guard posts and came to the iron gate to the street. And this opened to them all by itself. So they passed through and they started walking down the street. And then the angel suddenly left him. Peter finally realized what had happened. "It's really true," he said to himself. "The Lord has sent his angel and saved me from Herod and from what the Jews were hoping to do to me." After a little thought, he went to the home of Mary, the mother of John Mark, where many were gathered for prayer, John Mark being Mark of the Gospel of Mark. He knocked at the door in the gate, and a servant girl named Rhoda came to open it. When she recognized Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed that instead of opening the door, she ran back inside and told everyone, "Peter is standing at the door." "You're out of your mind," they said. When she insisted, they decided it must be his angel. Meanwhile, Peter continued knocking. When they finally went out and opened the door, they were amazed. He motioned for them to quiet down and told them what had happened and how the Lord had led him out of jail. "Tell James and the other brothers what happened," he said. And then he went to another place. At dawn, there was a great commotion among the soldiers about what had happened to Peter. Herod Agrippa ordered a thorough search for him. When he couldn't be found, Herod interrogated the guards and sentenced them to death. Afterward, Herod left Judea to stay in Caesarea for a while. Now Herod was very angry with the people of Tyre and Sidon. So they sent a delegation to make peace with him, because their cities were dependent upon Herod's country for their food. They made friends with Blastus, Herod's personal assistant, and an appointment with Herod was granted. When the day arrived, Herod put on his royal robes, sat on his throne, and made a speech to them. The people gave him a great ovation, shouting, "It is the voice of God, not of a man." Instantly, an angel of the Lord struck Herod with a sickness, because he accepted the people's worship instead of giving the glory to God. So he was consumed with worms and died. But God's good news was spreading rapidly, and there were many new believers. When Barnabas and Saul had finished their mission in Jerusalem, they returned to Antioch, taking John Mark with them. Amen. Chapter 12, the Book of Acts. Have a blessed Sabbath today. Take time to stop and gather yourself in the place that you are in that very moment. Stop. Get your mind and your body and your heart in the same place at one time, all together, in that present moment. Stop. And then look. Use your senses to gather yourself and take in all that God is giving to you through sight and sound and touch and smell. And then listen, not to what's outside of you, but listen to what's inside of you. Now that you're in this present moment and taking in all that God is giving you through your physical senses, then go inside and listen. Listen for God and the word God has for you. Stop, look, listen, and then go. Worship God. For it is the day of the Lord, and you are a child of God. Stop, look, listen.